are now listening to FMB Radio.
And welcome to FMB Radio. My name is Lindsay Collins, and I'm finally back from abandoning you guys. I didn't mean to leave you for so long. It got kind of weird because I kept being pregnant, and it wouldn't stop. I wouldn't stop being pregnant. So I thought I was planning on taking my, like, you know, a normal break leading up to having our beautiful baby boy, which we welcomed a gorgeous, gorgeous little boy to the world. His name is Roman Townsend Croft. He's the best. If you follow me at all, you've just been being disgusted by how many pictures I post of him a day. He's really sweet. But true to form, he was late. All my babies have been late. This baby was super late. So I was like, oh, I'll just like stop doing the show right before Thanksgiving, have the baby, and then be back by Thanksgiving. No, that's not what happened. It just kept dragging on. And then I started getting like really angry. I don't know if you've never been a pregnant person, you don't know what that's like, but right around the end, you just get really fucking pissed. And so it was not much fun to even talk to. So I stopped doing the show and was like, all right, it'll be any day now, like some naive asshole. But anyway, he's here. And I didn't mean to take that long of a break. But you know what? It's a free podcast, so everybody can just calm the fuck down. And I'm glad you're here now, because I'm glad to be back. It honestly feels really good to do something that's maybe like normal, quote unquote normal. Because I've just been doing a lot of like really baby stuff that's super fun and adorable and sweet. But I don't feel much like myself, you know? So even just hearing my voice in the microphone right now, coming through the headphones. Wait, your voice in the mic? No, you don't hear it in the microphone. You know what I mean? Having my voice come through the microphone into these headphones feels normal. It feels like maybe I'm back. It feels like maybe I won't just be, you know, in a cave breastfeeding for the rest of my life. I'm super happy to be here. Super happy you're back. I hope you guys had a cool Thanksgiving. Mine was really wild. And as you know, if you've listened to this show for several seasons, it's my favorite time of year. And it got totally railroaded by this whole baby thing. The baby was born after Thanksgiving, 2 days after Thanksgiving to be exact. And so it was like, is it going to come? Are we going to be able to do Thanksgiving? It caused a lot of stress for me personally. But at the end of the day, I've got a new lease on life and the holidays, at least for this year, which is just do what you can. Just do whatever you can, okay? If that means like going to church's chicken and getting a bucket of chicken and eating it alone and calling that Thanksgiving and being thankful for that, that's cool. I mean, I feel like we get so caught up in this this idea of perfection, right? Like everything, oh my God, or I do anyway. And I feel like the sick fucks that are the millennial generation that invented this Instagram garbage place where everybody lives there kind of watching everyone else's life be perfect and pretending their life is perfect. Everybody does it, right? I do it. You do it. Maybe you don't do it. Jeremy doesn't do it. Jeremy's the best. He doesn't do that. He lives his real life. But yes, most people are very caught up in this idea of perfection, especially around the holidays. They want to have the best turkey and they want to have the best sides. They don't want to do any of this, like the stuff that's classic, but they don't want to use the canned stuff. Like everyone gets caught up every year in trying to reinvent the wheel, outdo themselves, make sure it's the best Christmas ever, that you have the coolest Christmas party, that you have all this shit is the best, right? And it's a great lofty goal. It's good to aspire to have the best of whatever the fuck it is you're trying to do. And I relish in that. And I think you should too. But the point I'm trying to make is that sometimes your life is just going to keep going as your life. And whatever state that is cool. And just be cool with that. If you're you know, too busy, or you're moving, or you just had a baby, or you don't fucking feel like it and you hate your family. Any of those things are a perfect excuse to do whatever it is you want to celebrate the holiday, however you want. And so that's kind of my new theme. It's just like, just do what you can. I'm just going to do what I can. If that means like, sure, I ordered my Christmas presents like a couple of days ago and most of them aren't going to get here on time, but I did what I could, you know, I tried. I'm just doing the best that I can, and you should too. And if the best that you can do is like totally crushing it and you do have the most ballin'est Christmas cookies and you've got all that shit on lock and your life is a fairy tale, then cool. Then that's really a really good best. But anyway, that's my soapbox. that's my little piece of what I've learned from being totally railroaded during the holidays. When you're trying just so desperately just to get a fucking Christmas card photo taken. And is it worth hating your family over when you're done? No. Is it worth having your family think that you're a psycho? No. So just be cool. Enjoy the holidays. And there's a bunch of different ways to do that. And we're going to talk about that in just a minute. But first, a word from our sponsor. Today's episode of F&B Radio is brought to you by Care Of. Care Of is a monthly subscription vitamin service that delivers completely personalized vitamins and supplement packs right to your door. And I've talked about these guys before because I actually really, really love them and use them myself. I've especially been excited about using them in the late stages of pregnancy, during the holidays, things like that, when it's really just chaotic and crazy. You don't have to forget to take your vitamins and supplements because I honestly feel like it really does keep me grounded, right? I can still be like, I did something nice for my body instead of just eating 3 pounds of cream cheese. I did one thing nice for my body. and that was Care Of. I took care of my body. And what you do is you go online and you take this really fun quiz. It's super easy. It's just a few questions kind of about you. About what your state is, what you're trying to do, what your goals are. And then they personalize this little pack of vitamins. They put your sweet little name on it and they send it right to your door. So I just get them in the mail and then I take them every day and I feel better about myself. And you should too. And right now, if you go to their website and you subscribe to get your first monthly subscription, you can get 25% off that first monthly subscription by using the promo code FNB. That's E-F-F-I-N-B. Just those letters in that order. You just put it in when you check out and they'll knock 25% off. It's super easy. It's so wonderful. Jeremy and I both do it. I've gotten like everyone I know to do it. And not just because they sponsor the show, because it really is like the most basic thing. Like maybe I can't get my fat ass out there and do a run right now because the doctor said I'm not allowed. And also I hate running. But I can take these vitamins and at least do that. It's the bare minimum. And it's also a wonderful thing, to treat yourself to. Cause you can throw them in your bag. I throw them in my purse. I keep them all over the place so that if I'm out, I'm like, I have a couple in my car glove box so that I'm like, oh, did I forget all 5 of my supplements today? Here they are in one little pouch, ready to go. They're not just loose in my purse. Like a loose vitamin. Like, what is this? Is this ketamine or is this my prenatal? I don't know. Now I don't have that problem. I don't actually do ketamine, but anyway, Care Of. Go to their website, careof.com. And when you subscribe, answer their quiz, get your stuff started. And when you're checking out, put in the 25% off promo code EFFINB. Be nice to your body, okay? Wow, I feel like I'm a little rusty. Did I just mention ketamine? in that vitamin commercial. I'll just call it, wow. We'll just call that the pregnancy brain. I mean, postpartum brain. I mean, whichever one is the brain that I have right now. It's almost Christmas. It's literally weeks away. Maybe even days. You could probably just go days at this point. It's what, the 14th? Yeah, today is the 14th. Christmas is here in 10 days. And if you haven't done all of your shopping yet, join the rest of the world because I haven't either. And I'm really scaling it back this year. I'm not doing a lot of like crazy extended family gifts, which is mostly just because I'm poor, but also because, you know, where do you stop? First, you're buying stuff just for the grandparents. Then you're buying stuff for the great uncles and aunts. And then all of a sudden you're like, how many cousins do I have? And now they have kids. And it just kind of gets a lot. So you have to stop it somewhere. And this year we're just kind of keeping it immediate family and, you know, my siblings and aunts and uncles and stuff. But gift buying, and this is just my rule of thumb, and maybe you guys do this too, but I always buy them something that I would want, but I try not to make it like something really specific that I would want. Safe things that I love to go to are stuff for the kitchen. Always. I can point to about 5 different tools that I use every single day in the kitchen. One of them is a rubber spatula, and I can post a picture of them online and show you which one because it's the most perfect rubber spatula. It's rubber all the way around the handle and everything so that it doesn't like have that shitty wooden part that gets all moldy, and then the under part by the plastic like rubber sort of like traps eggs and weird shit in there and gets all disgusting. The total rubber spat, that's one of my go-tos. A microplane, which if you probably know what that is, but it's like, it's a great gift to get someone because you can use it for literally anything. I grate garlic on mine when I don't feel like mincing it, which is never because I never feel like mincing it. I grate nutmeg on it. I grate ginger on it. I use it to shave Parmesan on top of my salads and really beautiful little, like, make it rain. You could do anything with it. I use it all the time. I'm constantly reaching for it to finish stuff. You can zest lemons. Don't you want to zest lemons? Don't you want to do all that? It's just a handy tool, and they come in lots of different sizes. And so you can throw one of those at anyone. If they know how to cook at all, they're going to be so excited to have one. And if they already have one, they're going to be excited to get a new one because they do get less sharp as time goes on. Mine currently, I have to like really get down on it to make anything happen because it's so dull. I think I got it when I was working at Bouchon right before I started. I was like, maybe I'll buy one of these, see if I ever use it. But it's so dull that I almost always grate part of my thumb into whatever I'm grating because I have to push so hard. So yeah, if anybody's looking for something for me, a new microplane would be great. But that is one of the things. An offset spatula. A lot of spatulas that I'm into, but an offset spatula is a little wooden handled spatula that looks kind of long and skinny. Like maybe you might ice a cake with it. You can do anything with it. You can flip eggs with it. You can ice a cake with it. You can get cookies off of a tray with it. It's just the most perfect little tool. I can't even describe to you all the ways that I use it because I just feel like it's like an extension of my hand that I wish I had a finger that was as flat as the offset spatula. And they come in a bunch of different sizes too, but I like the small one. It's like the size of a butter knife. You can butter bread with it. You can do anything with it. And if you're local, you can get them at Berlin's in all sizes. And if not, you can just order them online. They're wonderful. They're great. Get one of those. These are things that I love to have. A great paring knife. Nobody's ever mad at a paring knife. People love getting that. I love getting knives. Any kind of knife. I like a Swiss Army knife. Those are cool. Those do everything. But yeah, little last minute gifts. And then above all, whiskey. 'Tis the season to drink whiskey. And if you're lightweight like me, maybe you drink sherry. And that's definitely what I drink. But a nice bottle of whiskey If you show up at a holiday party or as a last minute gift, like, guess what has a liquor store? Every city in America. You can always get a pretty decent whiskey anywhere that you are. And just take that, you know, hand it to the host. They will thank you. If you're going to holiday parties and you're not sure what to bring, but you don't really know, like, you got a gift for the host, but you might want to bring something else. And they said, no, we got it. We don't want your shitty casserole. Bring ice. I've never, ever, 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 ever thrown a party where I had enough ice. We're always like, think we have enough ice. And then midway through the party, I'm like sending someone out to get ice. So be that hero that shows up with the bag of ice without being asked. Because I promise you, it will not get wasted. But yeah, I don't really know if I'm going to be going to any holiday parties, you know, with the newborn. I'm probably going to be sticking close to home, which is also a fun way to celebrate. Don't be afraid to just hang out at your house during the holidays, okay? Sometimes this can be the best thing that you possibly could do for yourself. No matter what, you know, newborn or not, maybe you just got married. Hang out at your house. Treat yourself to a just us Christmas. That's something that I really admire when people do that, where they don't feel pressure to like travel all the way back to grandma's house or whatever it is. And I think that's nice too. But there is something to be said for waking up in your own house on Christmas and not having to like rush and travel and sit in traffic and like schlep and just do all the shit. I don't know. It should be relaxing. I'm all about the selfish holiday this year because it's not really a holiday if it feels like work or if it feels stressful. So whatever that looks like for you is pretty cool. And for us, it's going to be keeping it low key. You know, we're going to be hanging out at our place. If you want to see us, come on by. If you want to sing a Christmas carol, why are they called carols? I don't know. But if you want to do that, you can come hang out. You know where I'll be. I'll be at my house. And that's cool. I think people try too hard to, like, you know, go and do all the stuff. When really, you probably just want to be at home playing with your new toys. No matter how old I get, I just want to be at home playing with my new toys. Last year, I got a really awesome camera lens. And I didn't want to go anywhere. I wanted to sit in my pajamas and drink wine and play with my camera. So keep that in mind. Keep it low key if you want. If you're traveling, great. And safe travels. Get in the car. You know, don't forget your vitamins, your care of vitamins. And go to where you're going and have a good time. If you're a party guest, If you're staying with someone, even worse. If you're staying with someone, knowing how to be a good guest is a serious skill that not everybody possesses, and I'm still trying to work on it. But the best advice that I can give you for that is clean up after yourself, for God's sake. That's the number one thing people don't do. They think, oh, I'm a guest, like this is a hotel. It's really not. It's really not. And if someone is nice enough to have you into their homes during one of the most stressful times of the year, pick up your fucking towel, right? You're an adult. Wash your own towels. Just be like, hey, oh, can I throw this load of laundry in for you? Since I've had this baby, people have been helping me. And people help me all the time, I guess. But people have really been helping me in like a real way. Like Melani Durant came over and made soup at my house. She didn't just bring soup and like drop it off, which is cool too. Sometimes that's the best move. But she hung out and like made soup in my kitchen and didn't ask me where stuff was. She knew where everything was. She just looked for it until she found it. And she cleaned up and there was soup on the stove and she hung out and cuddled my baby. And then she was like, all right, I love you. I'll see you later. She was a great guest. Do something nice for the host is all I'm saying. If they're putting you up and you're in their space, keep your space clean and try to think of something nice, because I realized that maybe, not that I'm not as thoughtful, but I want to be more thoughtful. I want to do more things for people, like the things that people have been doing for me recently. And all of those things have the same common theme, which is they make something easy for me, right? So when you're there, just hanging out, sitting around, hanging by the fire, enjoy yourself, but also think of one small thing you can do to make it easier for the host. Make their life easy. Take out the trash. Salt their steps if you live in the north. I don't know. Shovel their sidewalk if you're in the great Pacific Northwest. I don't know. Whatever it might be, just think of something nice. That could be probably the best gift you can give anyone. Make something easy for them. Because on that note, I have to say, with all the people who've done nice things for me, and I can't even name them all because it would just be like me showing off how many nice things people did for me. And that, I don't know if that's rude or not to you guys, but so many people have done so many like extraordinarily nice things for me since I've had this baby. And true to my lifestyle, most of them revolve around food, but they're all just really nice things. And they, you know, they make you feel good. This life is hard enough. This time of year is hard enough for a lot of people, even if you enjoy the holidays. Just make something easy on someone. Show up and be like, oh, hey, I made all these Christmas cookies. Here you go. So now you don't have to, because I know you're having people over tonight and this is going to be way easier. Do that. That, you know, pay it forward. Give someone something nice that they didn't expect. And it doesn't have to cost money. This is the other thing that I'm like all into this season. Normally, I want to just spend money. And you don't have to do that to make someone feel good. I mean, does money make you feel good? Yes. And if you have some money you want to send me, send it on because it'll make me feel good. But there's definitely other ways. Guys, I'm so happy to be back. I missed you. I missed doing this. We've got a lot of good stuff coming up in the new year. The show is about to get lit. I'm going to be back on my feet, baby in my body free. I'll still have the baby, just not, you know, on my person at all times. So I can get back to work a little bit, which is going to be nice. I don't know. I'm just pumped about 2019. 2018 was an okay year. It actually kind of sucked, except for having my son and having you guys and the strides that F&B Radio has made. Everything else was pretty tough. I think it was pretty tough for a lot of people. But regardless if it was your best year or your worst year, you know, we get a new start. So get in there, get to those holiday parties, show up with whiskey in hand, ready to help. Washing dishes, you know what never made anybody mad? Washing their dishes. Be a gracious host. Be a thoughtful guest. And thanks for listening to F&B Radio, you guys. We're going to see you next week. I'm going to keep this train going. I've had the baby now, so don't worry about it. No more breaks. I mean, maybe some breaks, depending on if I, you know, have a small nervous breakdown from the fact that I now have three children. But as long as that doesn't happen, we're going to get a show out every single week. Lots of new What's for Family Meal on the horizon. And that being said, while I'm wrapping it up with a little commercial for myself here, if you want to start a podcast in 2019, if that's on your New Year's resolution list, is that a thing? If you have that inclination and you want to talk about it, just shoot me an email. You can go to @LMC Sound System on Instagram, or you can email me at fnbradio@gmail.com. That's fnbradio@gmail.com to see about getting your podcast off the ground. I've had lots of inquiries, and I'm pumped to get people's shows started for the new year. It's a really, really cool medium. And if you want to express yourself in whatever it is you're an expert in, you want to pontificate weekly or monthly or whatever, call me. Let's make some episodes together. Let's do something. And finally, be sweet to yourself. Order Care of vitamins, guys. If you already ordered them, send me a little screenshot showing me that you ordered it. You know what? If you send me a screenshot and your mailing address, I'll send you a treat. It'll be some F&B Radio swag. Because it's just a nice way to start off New Year. When you're healthy, you feel good, you can take on all the things that come your way. One more year of this administration, you can take on anything. You could take on having 3 kids. You could do it all. As long as you take those vitamins every day. Go to careof.com. And when you check out, put in FNB, EFFINB, and the promo code and get 25% off that first month. It's just a nice thing to do. And you know what? It helps me keep this show free to you, which makes me happy. You know what I don't ever want to do? Is charge you for F&B Radio. That's for you guys. That's my Christmas present to you. Happy holidays, guys.